Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 18th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Scally. How you doing, Scally?
I'm good. Excited to talk about such an eventful day in the Big Brother house. You know, Final Four, really winding down, but keeping us entertained, right?
Of course. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 74. In the house, and we had the veto competition. But before the veto competition, Christmas was talking to the cameras. I know everybody was waiting with bated breath. Why was she so upset yesterday? Maybe we will finally find the answers, and we did. She was just mad that Enzo put her up.
Yeah, you know, nominations are very impactful at Final Four. They mean a lot. So it makes sense to get upset over these. Christmas, come on, Christmas. Like, you know, you've been here before. It does not matter who's going up. But of course, Christmas obviously is going to spin this into something to get very angry about.
Yeah, she felt so betrayed. Yesterday, I had to surrender. I don't want everyone to think that I've surrendered in this game. Yesterday, I just had to surrender to my feelings. But today, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I know lots of people, you know, hoping that Christmas was ready to go, see a little excitement. But Christmas trying to turn it on last minute here, it seems like.
Yeah. But she feels so betrayed. How dare he put her on the block? She says, I'm not going to listen to him now. I'm on who to vote out. Not after the betrayal of putting me on the block. I will vote out who I want.
Oh, yes, because that was definitely the deal breaker. Definitely changed everything by being put on the block. So many options, had to do Christmas, her closest ally in Enzo of the season. But, you know, it happens.
Yeah. She also does say that she believes that if Nicole won the veto, she would keep her. She would vote out Cody.
I mean, when you see logic there, because probably not a bad move for Nicole to do. You know, people have been debating whether or not does Nicole finally take that shot. I think it's a lot more likely in the final three. Like, I walk through this door versus I walk through this door. But yeah, I would have liked to, you know, would be nice to theorize, talk about, but does Nicole make that decision at Final Four? I don't know.
No.
All
right. So that's what Christmas is up to. We learned why she was so upset yesterday. It was because she got put, even though she was upset before she got put on the block, she, I guess, got upset that she was also put on the block, I guess.
So. Well, it wasn't hard to see coming, to be fair.
Yeah. And she, I mean, look, she also talked a lot about how, you know, my mom likes to say that I make the honey badger look like a honey bear. I'm such a honey badger. Everyone go watch that YouTube video so you can see it's a cute honey badger. And I'm just like the honey badger, and I'm not going to lose this veto.
Okay. I don't know if I follow the metaphor Christmas, but
you didn't
sure.
watch the video.
Okay. I'll have to revisit it apparently.
Yeah. All right. So we get to the veto competition and Cody wins the final four power of veto. And that's it. It's a wrap. Big Brother 22 has, it's been a great ride. Scally, it's been fun. It's been great talking to you guys all season long. Cody, he's a good winner. You gotta give yeah. him some props. He won the game, and that's all we've got for you today and for the rest of the season. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next season. Bye bye.
It's good.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, we'll see, because I don't know. This is basically obvious. We can't get anything exciting here. The most likely outcome was never in doubt. Cody was winning this veto. So it's Cody and Enzo staying off the block, going to final three. It's what we expected, you know, for quite some time right now. Everyone thought Nicole might be, you know, pull out this second win. Turns out maybe it's Derek. So, you know, we'll get a two-time winner, multiple scenarios, but we'll see what happens.
Yes. So Cody with the veto, that means he will be heading to the final three. He does plan on evicting Christmas. So he will be there with Nicole and Enzo. They both at this moment, still, as far as I'm aware, plan on taking him. I do believe he would beat both of them. So that's why it's, I was thinking about it, and I don't think I've ever seen a person so likely to win the game at the final four as so set up. The closest I think honestly is Dan in season 10, where, like, because Jerry was just like so not, he's never gonna win that final three. Dan was so locked in, and Derek in 16 was super locked in. You know, he had a little bit of a, you know, he kind of needed to, once they won the final four, he was in there with Victoria and Cody, and then it was like, but is Cody really gonna take Derek? And then he did. So yeah, he was just about this setup. And then really, I mean, like Dan in 14 again, only he wasn't gonna win that time. But
people might have thought the same about Tyler, so it, you know,
I didn't feel the same about Tyler. I felt like Casey had a chance to beat him, and I felt like JC had a chance to beat him. It feels, and that does not mean that it is actually over, of course, but it is looking extremely likely that Cody has got this thing. He celebrates alone after winning the veto. He says, "Let's go. Let's go, Casey. Let's go." Yeah. Shout out, Casey.
Of all the shout outs, was not expecting.
Really, she really took ownership of this "let's go" thing. Now he feels like he needs to give credit when he says "let's go."
That's true. It's good he's citing his sources on his celebration. But if you don't see a big reaction out of Cody for winning the game, that's because he got it all out after this veto competition. It was like, okay, 25% chance Cody goes home this week, 75% chance he locks the game and it's over. So that was basically where we were at. And that 75% chance seems to have come through so far.
Yes. So he's very excited. He says, I took a risk, big risk, big reward. I essentially, you know, let Enzo take that final four HOH, in order to make sure that Christmas did not win so that she would be vulnerable. And now I won the veto. I'm going to be able to send her home. And it's paid off. And I'm heading to the final three with Enzo and Nicole. I'm feeling very good. He's just watching. Like, one of them is definitely going to cut me. But whatever. I'm in the final three. I'm getting there. Derek. Shout out, Derek.
Yeah. No, it definitely seems likely. Kind of, you know, we'll see how it develops. If you, in the, you know, 0% chance that Cody does not find himself in part three, I could definitely see a little more of them, you know, talking. Well, we won part one, part two. Why are we going to take Cody? But let's face it, Cody's winning part one, probably also going to win part two and part three. So, I mean, we're going to see Cody there. But, you know, it's possible. These people are very self-interested, but yeah, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I think that really the only way right now that Nicole and Enzo ever like compare notes is if Cody loses part one and part two. Mm-hmm. Because they don't really have any incentive to compare notes. Like, getting themselves to take each other isn't even worth it right now, because the more likely scenario is that Cody's going to be the one deciding. So why are you comparing notes and making it less likely that Cody will take you and giving the other person ammunition? So he would have to lose both parts, and that just really doesn't seem very likely. I mean, Nicole even talks to Cody later, like I don't even need part one. I just need to win part two. And I'm sure Cody's like, great.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Nicole is the threat on this endurance comp. Like, we saw Nicole and Cody drop out like right in succession to give it to Danny on the wall. So feel like it's probably between them two. And if Nicole is feeling like, let's just let Cody have this one and I'll win part two, I'm not feeling great about Cody not winning that first part.
Yeah. And, I mean, think about it. Like, part one of the final three HOH last season, if we're going by last season, at least, was like an endurance obstacle course. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not like something that Cody would just wreck everyone on. Sure. Granted, I feel like they've been doing more throwback competitions than the recent ones. But it's not even necessarily going to be like something like a wall or a hangy thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Although I'm kind of, not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but I'm kind of expecting the hanging one, the disc hanging one, the from BB14 or and any others. And they slam them into the wall. Mm-hmm. Because we never got spinning discs, so they kind of have the option, I feel like, to do a spinning, not spinning this one time, but like disky, sure, hanging one.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking about that one. We haven't seen it. It's definitely a staple, but I don't know. Maybe is it because it's too hard to set up? Was the one, the Power Veto that Kevin won, is that the new like spinning disc challenge where they're like hanging in the air? But I wouldn't hate seeing that one. Feel like that would probably level the playing field a little bit for them.
Mm-hmm. So Nicole talks to the cameras after the veto. She says that the competition did come down to her and Cody, but she lost because she didn't believe in herself. Yeah. She didn't think that she'd be able to beat Cody because she's not physical enough, and because of that she beat herself.
That's it. You know, she talks about like, oh, I got a point, but just because he didn't know the answer. So Nicole is not, you know, coming in with the confidence that if she's not believing in herself here, what's to make me think she's going to believe in herself in that final HOH? But we'll see. Nicole, you know, get a little boost, motivated to win that game, but enough against Cody. Not so sure.
Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm happy for him, though. I'm happy. I just wish that I was bringing myself to the final three, which, you know, again, it definitely an indication that she wanted Cody to be safe. She just wanted to be the one taking him. And, mm-hmm, you know, it just makes me wonder how she's going to say the same thing if he takes her to the final two. Like, oh, I'm happy that we're here. I just wish that I was the one taking you, Cody.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, like, Enzo flags up a little bit, you know, coming up in a second, where it's like, oh, like maybe this will be good, because, mm-hmm, you know, Nicole is seeing like, okay, Cody's bringing me one step further. Like, how's that going to impact? Like, let's let that marinate for 11 days. but ultimately I don't think it's necessarily going to make the difference there. So Nicole can, you know, last time she got brought to the final two, I'm sure she knows that it was only a one vote margin last time. Let's try to, you know, build on that, but it needs to ultimately find herself winning two of the last three competitions in order for that to happen.
Yeah, and I will say as well that I think that Enzo's really off the mark here. I think that Cody bringing Nicole to the final three through his win actually makes it more likely that she takes mm-hmm. him because that's kind of how she plays, that she now owes him. Like, he brought her to the final three. Like, how could she then turn around and cut him at the final three after he brought her over Christmas, the layup? Like, that would be much worse. If she took herself, then it's like, well, what did you do for me lately, at least, Cody? But like, on top of that, he's done so much for her in the game up until this point. And like, yes, she kept him safe at the final five, but he kept her safe at the final six and at the final four, and so on and so forth. So that's how they've been operating all season long, is like, hey, you know, you've been protecting me, so I owe you this. And I think that the fact that he won this veto makes it more likely that she will take him to the mm-hmm. final two.
Especially with Enzo being so well-liked and like visibly well-liked by people. It's not like it's Cody versus Christmas. You know, it is both ways. I'm going against a very likable person in that final two. So am I going to be that cutthroat? Not so sure about that.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Cody does talk to Nicole. Nicole just is like, you know, you just know Christmas is going to be talking to Enzo, talking to you all week long. It's going to be annoying. He's just like, there's no chance. Enzo can want what he wants. Christmas can want what she wants. There's no chance. Don't even talk to me about it, Nicole. I'm never going to cut you. I don't care if it's best for my game or if it's not best for my game. I would never cut you, Nicole. I took Derek. Same thing. Doesn't matter to me. I'm never going to do it.
And that is a very good data point to point in his favor, where, you know, even if it's not the right decision necessarily, I'm going to do it. But it's definitely the right decision. Cody knows that it's the right move. He's always taking Nicole here, and not necessarily for any loyalty reasons, because we'll see how that final three decision goes if Cody wins part three. But obviously Christmas is cutting him. He knows Christmas is cutting him. He's not letting Christmas get to that final three.
Mm-hmm. Cody also talks to Enzo, and they talk about the final three and how they're in the final three and what they need to do in the final three to make sure they're in the final two. Cody says, well, look, part one is endurance. Part two is going to be something elaborate but simple. But look, all we need to do is just make it to questions, and then we're just chilling. That's exactly what I did with Derek. We were both sitting in the end with questions. We knew we were going to take each other. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, just got to get Enzo to win a comp right at the end, but we'll see. Whether it's figuring out like questions or the physical or whatever the case may be, Enzo's going to have to really pull through if he wants to, you know, be bringing someone to the final two rather than being brought necessarily.
I have a theory on who I think Cody's going to take to the final two. Ooh. It's very, very elaborate, but simple. It's whoever wins part two.
Yeah. Okay. I could see
genuinely.
That.
I think that whoever he's sitting with next to with questions, I think he's going to double down on, hey, we're taking each other. And I think he's going to stay true to that.
Yeah, that's fair. Definitely. Especially with how it is now, where it's like they're going to be sitting on that for a while, knowing who the two competition winners are. It's a lot easier to just be consistently having conversations, reaffirming, and probably harder than, you know, keeping that third person at bay and not having to like, okay, we're doing this together. It is like, I'm going to do this for you. And it's probably going to sting a little less when like they weren't going to have the decision anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think Cody has a little bit of this too. Like, hey, you know, who has helped me out the most this season? Certainly Enzo has to a degree. Nicole has to a degree, just at various points in the game. But I really just think it's going to be, you know, who won that part two? Who's going to be sitting there in part three with me telling me they're going to take me? Because I feel like he probably doesn't want to have to choose if he has the option, and that's at least a reason that he can be like, look, you lost part two, and so that's why I went this way. And since he can be both of them, it really doesn't matter. So
hey, Cody, throw part three, it'll be fine. No, but you know, I would, and especially like either one of them, whoever's sitting off the block, like they're already preparing for multiple days. Like if Cody wins, I'm going to the final two. If the other person wins, I'm probably not. So whereas the person in the final two is like, if I win, I'm going. If I lose, I'm going. So a lot easier for the person who thinks they have a 50% chance of going home to break the news that like you are going home, rather than the person who thought, no matter what, I'm going through.
Yeah. So they also talk about how annoying Christmas is and how she's going to be talking with him all the time. I like that, like, in two conversations in a row, Cody is evoking the Derek decision to help him with both of his final twos, which obviously, I mean, it's a very good, it's literally the first thing I said when I heard that Cody was going to be on the season was, ooh, he's going to do well because he's got a reputation for loyalty because he's famous for the decision he made, but he's actually not a very loyal player.
Yeah. It is just, I would say invaluable, but maybe price it around $450,000 last time for how much this is worth. I mean, hey, he could be ending up with 550 rather than that original 500. So it maybe doesn't look so bad in retrospect because with how much it's helped him this season.
Mm. All right. Maybe you'd go as far as to say it's not one of the dumbest moves in Big Brother history. I don't know. Well, maybe if you go on a podcast and say something like that, then it's not that crazy. I don't know.
Let's see how the season finishes out and, you know, see how, you know, all of the, you know, retrospectives, all, I'm sure there's going to be many podcasts. So we'll see how those go before I go and crown that not one of the dumbest moves of all time.
All right. Enzo says, hey, yo, we're both going to make it to the end. We're going to be sitting there, never nominated, yo. Never once. That's it. He says that's why he didn't nominate Cody this week, so they could both have that sitting next to each other in the final two. And Cody says, and Cody said a couple of things yesterday that honestly, like, that made me feel even better about him as a player, just because like there have been some close calls here in the end, and he's aware of that. He knew he was taking a risk making sure that Christmas didn't win the HOH. I literally talked about that on Thursday, and I talked about the cost benefit like sort of analysis that he'd have to do, and that I thought he would go this way. But sometimes I talk about that and like it's not what they're actually thinking, like consciously, but he talked about it consciously. And then I also talked with Puya about like, I think it would be actually better for Cody to be sitting on the block because then Enzo has more leverage with Christmas. We saw that play out a little bit. And Cody says to Enzo, You know, I was actually thinking that I probably should go on the block just to please Christmas to give us more odds of you know, going in a certain direction. But it worked out all right. And I was like, okay, so he did see that. He just also probably was tempted by this idea of never touching the block, which also does have its benefits. So, you know, again, at the very least, I was glad to see that he was aware of these things.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Cody plays a dummy to get more airtime, and it's not completely true. Definitely has a little, you know, good amount of strategic acumen. It was not just him being carried all the way through Big Brother 16 or this, you know, season, obviously. So good to see from Cody at least talking out the scenarios. I also like Enzo being like, oh, like this is gonna go down like in Big Brother history. Like, it's very difficult for anything in modern Big Brother to like immediately get cemented as like a historic moment. Like, you're not Danielle and Jason, let's calm down. But it's impressive, but for something to be like added to the pantheon, a little difficult there, Enzo.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Enzo says, this is gonna be remembered for the rest of the season, yo. For the rest of, you know what, for the rest of like Big Brother, yo.
Maybe not, maybe as in a positive light as Enzo would hope for, but you know, people will certainly be talking about the end game of Big Brother 22 for, you know, the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I do think he's right. I mean, for as much as they're not Danielle and Jason, this is the first time since Danielle and Jason, since season three, that a duo has managed to make it to the final three without ever being nominated. And then, you know, if one of them wins the final three HOH, then that is something that Danielle and Jason did fail to do in their season. So that is notable. And then the only other person, again, who's really gone to the end without being nominated is again, Derek. Paul doesn't count. He was... pendant of protection does not mean that you weren't nominated. So I mean, it really is a very elite club there, but yeah, it's, you know, still gonna make it to the end. Yeah, Danielle and Jason, neither of them won. So
sure, majorly impressive. I don't like to talk about things that Danielle and Jason failed to do. They didn't fail in my mind, but you know, it happens.
Yeah. Still hurts.
Still.
All right. Well, Cody, Nicole, and Enzo, basically Nicole comes in and she goes, final three. And they celebrate that they're in the final three. And Cody says, core four, man. Danny, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that core four. Wow. The real alliance of the sea. Fine. I mean, hey, it has gotten these three here, but didn't work out so well for one of the members.
Yeah. And Enzo says, the core not so four, yo.
These were always the three. Like, it was obvious who was number four in there. And it's played out that way, too.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this it's really was the brigade 2.0. This was one of the brigade 2.0s that we talked about in the very beginning of the season, that one of them was connect four with Bailey and Devon, and the other one was the core four with Nicole and Danny, and this is the one that that succeeded, and they even cut their mat at exactly the spot where Matt went.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. Ugh, I remember Connect Four so fondly. Great. You know, there was hope there, but yeah, Core Four seemed like the more likely one. Has played out that way. Brigade has proven yet again to be a successful formula, but it's what we said would happen from Enzo, just not exactly who we thought he would be here with since the preseason.
Yeah, and as much as it was like this alliance made it to the end, it was a brigade nested within other brigades, sure. Nested within a bomb squad, nested within a Venn diagram of crews. So you know, it was not really the same thing as the brigade, which was a much simpler concept at the time, although still revolutionary. But they made it there. Then yeah. There it is, final three.
They- they all shared like one big parachute alliance that was the committee rather than sharing, you know, individual pieces on the board.
Yeah. So that's really mostly that's what I got. There's not really a lot else that went down. They played some games. They talked about little like ticks they have. That's basically it. Anything else you want to bring up, Scally?
No, I am fine to not discuss the skits that they were putting on for the feeds or Nicole asking Cody the weirdest questions ever in the little like game. Like, no, Cody has not, you know, eaten his toenail. Like, stop, Nicole. But otherwise, you can skip right over that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if you want to hear about that, you I guess, but
there's a rewind feature. You can figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, I did watch some of it just to make sure that there wasn't anything like super good there, but you know,
super bad is definitely the way to describe it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us then. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. We've just a little over a week left to go. So, let's stick in here. We'll finish it out. We'll have some fun with it. Of course, tomorrow night there will be an episode recap after the episode airs. And then Tuesday night we'll have the Stock Watch roundtable. I'm also going to be live later today on Twitch, 5 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We're going to be playing some Among Us with Puya and Liana and Melissa and a bunch of other very fun people. So make sure you tune in for that. Among Us is a social strategy-esque game of murdering people on spaceships, and people are secretly imposters and murderers, and you try to secretly kill people and then lie about it and be like, what are you talking about? I'm totally innocent. It's very fun. So if you want to see that, again, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong later today. Check it out. Scally, what are you up to?
I'm jumping around Among Us streams every so often. So jumping, see you guys there. Otherwise, tweeting about Davon for America's Favorite House Guest and over on Brian_Scally on Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.